So this Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we're learning Parshas Kisetze, which according to the reckoning of the Sefer HaChinuch contains over 70 mitzvahs. That means more than 10% of all the mitzvahs in the Torah are found in this one Sedra, Kisetze. If you put it together with last week's Sedra Shoftim, we have a very significant number of mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs in Parshas Kisetze relates to the situation of Yibum and Chalitza. When I'm talking about the mitzvah of Chalitza, or its status today, which as we'll see, may differ in halacha l'maisa. I mean, not that it comes up that often, but it certainly can come up, and perhaps a difference of practice among Ashkenazim as opposed to Sfardim. First, let's look at the Psukim, Perek Chof Hei of Devarim, starting in Pasuk Hei. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov Umeis Achad Mehem Uvein Ein Lo. Let's say, brothers, and one of the brothers dies, and he had no children. And it doesn't only mean no children, the Gemara explains, every one of these phrases, those who studied Masechet Yevamos, every one of these phrases in the Psukim is darshan by the Gemara. Every one of these Psukim. But I'm not going to do it that now. We could spend a year learning Yevamos, which we were in Yeshiva when they learned Yevamos a few years back, probably right before your time, I think. So, the year before, I think so. Anyway, so it says, Uvein Ein Lo, no children. It doesn't mean no children. It could also, let's say, had no children. A person can outlive his children, but the children had children. Bein Ein Lo means there's no descendants, no grandchildren either, nobody. Okay? Lo Si Eish Hameis Chutzal Yizar. The widow, Eish Hameis, the widow is not supposed to go marry any old person, but Yuvama, the brother-in-law, Yuvama, with the Mapeke, her Yavam, her brother-in-law, rather, Yavah Ulakacha Lo Lishav of Yivma. He has to marry. In other words, the widow has to marry the surviving brother of the deceased. And then they left children, so the children will be named, the child will be named after the deceased brother. It doesn't mean literally you have to give the child that name, but he carries on the father's legacy. Now, what if the person doesn't want to marry? I'm the brother. Okay, the brother dies, no children. The other brother doesn't want to marry his late brother's wife. Not interested in her. Okay? So also even to Charles a Kenan but Omar Me'en Yavami Lakum Akiv Shem Yisrael Lo Avayavmi. So they approach the Zakenan, they go to the Bezdin, and she makes a declaration, and she says, my late husband's brother refuses to marry me, and he doesn't want to continue his name, and so on and so forth. So Pasuches Karlo Zikner of Adibur Elav Amar Vamalo Chafatzi Lechachto. So the Zakenim have a shmuz, they have a heart to heart with him, and he confirms, I'm not interested in marrying her. So Pasuk Tes Nigsha Yevimto Elav Lena Zakenim Vecholt So Nala Me'al Raglov. So the whole procedure is followed, whereby she, in the presence of the Zakenim, the presence of the Bezin, she removes the shoe. A shoe from on his foot, the yark of befano. Doesn't mean she spits in his face, but she spits in front of him. And she spits in front of him. The answer of Amran, she declares, Kocha Yosalisha Shaylayivna's base of if such that's what happens to such a person, that's what's done for such a person who refuses to build the house of his brother. And the Nikosh Mobi Solom Posigur base Khalutanal. That place his home in the place where the shoe was removed. Okay, then that's not a complimentary title. So anyway, that's the mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza presented in the Chumash. You read these psukim, it's quite clear that Chalitza is what we can call Plan B. That the proper thing is for the brother of the deceased to marry his late brother's wife. That's the proper thing, Yibum. Well, if he doesn't want to, and they sit and they schmooze, and he confirms he doesn't want to, okay, so then option B is Chalitza. But it doesn't seem to be that that's the right thing to do, right? It's the whole ceremony, she spits and so on. Chalitza, okay, you do Chalitza, and after Chalitza, by the way, then she's free to go marry whoever she likes. Okay? That's the Ms. Chalitza question, yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay, we'll get that, exactly correct. But for right now, again, you read the Psukim, the simple reading the Psukim, is that Chalitza is, okay, Plan B. Okay, Plan A is to have Yibum, and Plan B is Chalitza. However, if you look carefully, you'll see that, in fact, at least according to some authorities, no, the Chalitza is also mitzvah. The Rambam, for example, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam begins in mitzvah Saseh Reish Tes Zayin. He counts a mitzvah Reish Yud Vav Reish Tes Zayin, same thing, 216. He should see one Elias Hayavam Noses Eishes Achiv Kishemezon Echzera. Okay, there's a mitzvah called Yibum. Okay, the mitzvah called Yibum. And that means that the brother of the deceased has to go ahead and marry his late brother's wife, assuming he had no descendants, and that's Yavamo Yavaleh, etc. Okay? And mentioned in Maseches Yavam, it's discussed. But then the very next mitzvah, say Reish Yud Zayin 2:17, is Shatzivon Liyosam Choletzas Liyavim Lo Yisaino. So Rambam counts it, you were saying in a certain sense, Rambam counts as two separate mitzvahs. Sounds like there's a mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Yibum, and mitzvah Chalitzes. If you don't want to do Yibums, you can do Chalitzes. Not that it's plan B, it's a different option. It's a different option. That's if he doesn't marry her. Vu Amro, B'choltzum, and Alam Raga, etc., etc. And again, it's mentioned in Maseches Yevamos. Now then, the Rambam writes, Ukvar Yodata, okay, Lashon Amram Mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes LeMitzvah Chalitza. The Rambam says, even though Chalitza is a mitzvah too, but Mitzvahs Yibum takes precedence. So I don't want to call it Plan B as if it's a backdoor teretz, but it's Plan B in the sense that really is the Mitzvah Yibum, that's what should be done. That's the Chatchila, the Mitzvahs Yibum, right? Kodemes LeMitzvahs Chalitza. That takes precedence. That's what should be done. Mitzvahs Chalitza is also good. And by the way, that's why the Masechta is called Lachay Nikres HaMasechta Yevamos. Even though Afal Pishu Kolas Din Eben V'Chalitza B'Shove, even though there's plenty of information in Maseches Yevamos about Chalitza too, and all the dinim about who is considered a brother and so on and so forth, and what are the other reasons why you can't do it and so on and so forth. So that applies to Chalitza too. Nonetheless, it's called Yevamos because that's the proper thing. Sefer Chinuch in our Sedra also. Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadi Ches 598. Let's see, we're getting to the end of the Torah 613. So up to 598 and 599, 4 and 5. Shenitzav Misha Meis Ochav and Walikach Ishes Ochiv Ameis Elisha is Neko Yibum or Yavam the Torah. Okay, and Pasuk Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadi Ches. She's really saying B'Macholetzes Yom Nalam Kishelo Yitzel Isos So Lo Leisha. Both in the presentation of the Rambam and the Chinuch, again. Clearly, the Gemara says, Mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes the Mitzvahs Chalitza. Nonetheless, Chalitza is, it's not the, it's kind of a back door, b'dieved, but rather, if you don't do Yibum, then you can do Chalitza. Yeah.
It sounds a little bit like the way the Rambam formulates Mitzvahs Kiddushin. Meaning,
Kiddushin vis-a-vis Purvu, you mean?
Meaning, in terms of, it's a methodology. Meaning, if you have to do, Yibum, and if you don't do it, so
right.
This is
I think that's correct.
But it doesn't mean that it's an equal.
He says not an equal. Again, he says mitzvah even kodem mitzvah chalitza. But again, if you look in the psukim, seems to me anyway, you can disagree. If you look in the psukim, it sounds like really the mitzvah is yibum. Chalitza is okay. We can't let nothing happen. We can't just let her go out to the street and marry whoever she wants. So if you refuse, and the bezin sits and talks to him, and so on and so forth, all right. So then we'll allow chalitza. The Rambam and the Chinuch seems to me are put chalitza on a higher plane. True, okay. Yibum is the preferred mitzvah shem kol mitzvah chalitza, and the Chinuch doesn't say that as clear, but it's the same thing, I think. Okay, what's interesting though is the other moneh hamitzvahs do not count them as separate mitzvahs. The Rambam and the Chinuch both do. Other moneh mitzvahs do not. So, for example, Rav Sadia Gaon counts it as one mitzvah, not two different mitzvahs. Okay, it's one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that say I involve. So I printed from the Sefer Mitzvah and the Sadia Gaon. I mentioned once in Shia. No, the Sefer Mitzvah. I mentioned Shia once. I told you, Sadia Gaon. Those weren't there. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs, which is basically a poetic list of all the 613 mitzvahs. It has two or three words for each mitzvah. It's written in poetic style. It follows the Aleph Beis and sounds again the Aleph Beis. And others did it also. Shlomo Ibn Gambiro. And others did it. They're called Azhoros. Azhoros. Azhoros in Gematria Taryag. Azhoros. Without the vav in the end. So Azhoros was Shlomo Ibn Gambiro. His list of the mitzvahs. And so on. So Sadia Gaon did it also. Reuchem Perlo in the late 1800s, early 1900s. A big Talmud Chacham. A big Gaon in Europe. And he wrote an extensive commentary. And it's like a pedic commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadia Gaon. Sefer Mitzvah of Sadia Gaon, you can print on four pages. It's not long. The Rav Yochanan Perlo's encyclopedic edition of the Sefer Mitzvah Gaon is three fat volumes, because you have one line from Sadia Gaon and then 25 pages from him. And he has everything about every mitzvah, everything he always wanted to know about the mitzvah, and who has to do the mitzvah, and who counts it, who doesn't count it, and why. Anyway, so in the mitzvah here, in mitzvah Asevav, the words of Rav Sadia Gaon are, Yivim techa chalotz o yabeim ulaya kum sarid. Right? Again, it's a poetic. But notice how he writes, Chalotz o yabeim. And the Rabbi Yochan Perlo explains, Harav Perlo explains, Chalitza v'yulam v'nagon ein nimnin ela mitzachas. Shalo chiva tar b'shneim. I mean, you can't do both. It's either mitzvah or chalitza. Shalo chiva tar b'shneim ela yim levad. Ela shim lo chafetz li'abeim nosna lo tar v'shus l'pacha b'chalitza. Okay, is he saying it even stronger that really it's a kind of a choice? Yeah, prefer, it could be. Could be that by counting as one mitzvah, he's saying, really, you can have a choice either way. Chalotze Yabeim, right? Okay, Yibum, you should do it, but if not, Chalitza is just as good. I don't know, make a machlokas, maybe there is one. But it looks like perhaps the side, you know, by counting as one mitzvah, almost puts a mamish almost on an equal plane. Again, not quite, because you can't ignore what the Gemara says. Mitzvah, you call it Chalitza. And even if he writes, Shalocha Faitli Yabeim, Nasla Torah, Shlus, Lepotra Chalitza. But the way his presentation seems to me, you don't want to do this and do that. There's two options. The preferred option is perhaps stronger than the Rambam, and certainly stronger than we first looked at. Okay, I'm just, yeah, you can disagree with me, but that's what I think. So let's take a little tour of different parts of Masechtas and talk about it. There's actually a mission in Bechoros, before we get to the Gemara and Yomas. There's a mitzvah in Bechoros, Gimel and Aleph Mishnah, which says mitzvahs ha'ibum kodemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. Okay, that's what the Rambam was quoting. Mitzvahs ha'ibum kodemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. It says explicitly that mitzvahs ha'ibum comes first. Then it says something else. I'm reading now and come back to that. For rishona shu miskavna shem mitzvah. That was true in the olden days. Okay, but achshu she'ein miskavna shem mitzvah amar mitzvahs chalitza kodemes mitzvahs ha'ibum. But that mission indicates that things change later on, and now we say chalitza takes precedence over ha'ibum. Okay, we'll come back to the latter point later. But the first point is, mitzvah sayibim kodemes la mitzvah chalitza. Okay? So, in exploring this idea, the background to this idea, let's look at the Gemara in Yevamah, Islamic Testament Bay, Source 8. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Yevamah Yavala, like I told you, every phrase of those psukim that I started with in Source 1 is darshan in the Gemara. So here it says, Yevamah Yavala, mitzvah. Okay? Mitzvah. Torah is telling us, Yevamah is not a rishus, the mitzvah. Yevamah Yavala. Okay, that's the very first pasuk, right? Parakofei pasuk in our sedin kiseitzer. It says yavama yavo aleh. The Gemara says that's a mitzvah. It's not just a rishus, and we have to understand the following. Okay, because actually it's an unusual mitzvah, because up until the death of the brother, he wasn't even allowed to marry one of the arayas, right? That's called eishes och. A man cannot have relations with the wife of his brother. Okay, now suddenly he died, and it becomes a mitzvah. What was until now could be for many years an absolute avera, one of the gilai arayos, you know, the heavy duty avera. All of a sudden now turns into a mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara spells out. The Gemara says shebetchila ha'isa b'chlal heter. This woman before she married my brother, so she's b'chlal heter. She's mutter to me. Okay, I could have married her. I'd b'chlal heter. Rotza konza, rotza ena konza. I can marry or not marry. It's up to me, up to her. Right? We can get married or not. It was before she married my brother, she was b'chal heter to me. Right? Before she married my brother. Then Nesra, then she became Osir. Okay, she became Osir because she married my brother, so it's one of their eyes. But then Chazra, v'hutra, but now the brother died, she becomes mutter, comes mutter again. So Yochol Tachzor Lehatera Harishona Rotsa Konsa Rotsa Eina Konsa. I might have thought, okay, what the Torah is telling us is that now that the brother died, so she goes back to the way it was before, and I can either marry or not marry her. Again, before she ever married my brother, I could have married her. Happened to me, I didn't. My brother married her. Now I was also to her because she's Eishasah. Now my brother died, so now the Chora she. Okay, not Eishes Ach anymore. I have no Ach. He's dead. So now she goes back the way it was. And it's optional. I can marry or not optional. That's how I might have thought. That's Yochol. Right? So Morris says, 1 second. Rotza konza, rotza eina konza. Rotza eina konza. Ha agida be. Bichdi tipak. There was a bond. Just like that, he dies. The bond is broken. Ela ema. Rotza konza, rotza choletzla. I have an option here. There is a bond. But I can decide myself. Do I want to marry her? I don't want to do chalitza. Talmud Lomar Yevamo Yaba Aleha Mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yibum, and that's the mission B'choras. Mitzvah Sayim Kodem is the mitzvah chalitza. The Gemara just gives you the background. You follow? Yevamo Yaba Aleha Mitzvah. Mitzvah Olav Liyab Mayosem in a chalitza. Okay, that's what this Gemara is saying. The Gemara is explaining that mission B'choras and telling us why is mitzvah Yibum come first. because I might have thought that maybe she goes back to where it was before. Well, it was up to me to decide to marry her. Now, to do nothing, that's not an option, because there was a bond, right? But as Rashi says, Yochel Tachzol at 9, Yochel Tachzol at Terah Rishona, Harishon, Vesulo, Diboy Lo Kanasa, Tamalay Bavala Mitzah, and Bechdi Tipuk, Bitmi, could you go out for nothing? There was some connection. There was an Isser here. That doesn't disappear like that. No, I can do Chalitza. You follow? So, that is the Gemara over there on Lamed Tes. And that's explaining that what? Chalitza is not really an option. It's an option, but it's really a secondary option. The mitzvah, yivama yobaleh mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Yeah, okay, chalitza, if you don't, and so on and so forth. But that's really kind of like a backdoor or certainly a plan B option. Another gemara in yivama is nun dalam and aleph, tonar bonin. Yivama yobaleh mitzvah, that's one interpretation. Here the gemara says something else. Dober acher, yivama yobaleh, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onas, bein b'rotzon. Okay? The Gemara learns something else. I told you, every phrase is darshan. The Gemara learns something else from that phrase, Yuvamo Yovaleha. Namely, when it comes back to this important point, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Onas, Bein B'Rotzon. The act, the mitzvah of Yibun can be fulfilled, whether it was Shogeg or B'Mezid. What does Shogeg mean exactly? It's a funny case, hard to imagine. Didn't realize it was her. Right? Today it's hard to imagine, but like Yaakov, you know, didn't realize it was Leah instead of Rochel. Right? That. Bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, it was some kind of duress, and bein b'rotzon, that's what we learned from Yuvamo Alel. So more asks, oh, fikto le mitzvah, but I thought you used that phrase to teach you that it's a mitzvah again. This is one of the places where the Gemara darshan is a psukim. No, le mitzvah mi vim lo yachpot so ish nafka, ha chofetz yabein, v'chiros akor, bein b'ones, bein b'rotzon. In other words, the Gemara there says a little differently, okay? Seems to me, anyway. Again, from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes, sounds like, can I do it? Shouldn't she go back to where it was before? Meaning, I have the option to marry her or not to marry her. Okay? And again, not marrying her is not nothing. It means chalitza. Kamash balon, what? The phrase, yivamo yivaleh, which means it's actually a mitzvah. It sounds, again, points to the fact that chalitza is really just a way out. They have no other braver. But the Gemara Nundalad doesn't imply that way, it seems to me. The Gemara Nundalad is saying, we learn something else from Yuvamo Yavala, a different din. Where do we learn that there's a mitzvah from the pasuk of V'im lo yachbo tzva'ish? Which is talking about Rod, when is V'im lo yachbo tzva'ish? By what? That's by chalitza. V'im lo yachbo tzva'ish is by chalitza. Yeah? So, the Gemara derives, ha-chafetz, if he wants, yabein. Well, that already seems to elevate chalitza, right? The whole fact that it's a mitzvah is almost totally on his chafetzut, if this is where his rutzon. Or no, you follow? So that already puts it at a little bit of a higher level. Okay? So Rashi says, the next page, and that same Daf Yom, ha chafetz mitzvah liyabume. When is it a mitzvah? If he wants, now it's a mitzvah. So that already seems to me elevates chalitza back up. So you see a little bit of conflict whether, you know, it's what chalitza exactly is. In other words, is it on equal footing or more or less equal footing, or is it really just a backdoor, you know, bidi eved, shas en chak, whatever term you want to use, kind of an approach. Okay? Now, I want to turn now, in source number 12, to an interesting discussion, one of the big discussions in Maseches Yevamos in the beginning, anyway, and that is the issue of aseh dochalo saseh. Okay? Which, of course, this is the example was also before announcements, which we have another example, by the way, in Arasedra, here in Kisetze, that tzitzis, shatnas and tzitzis, kilayim and tzitzis. Right? The assay of tzitzis, I wait, so you can have linen and wool, a linen garment, and wool strings, and so on. That's assay dochalos, I said. That's a sugya, well, how that applies, how broader that applies, you could spend many months just on that sugya, the first few pages in the early part of your Yevamos. But the Gemara has an important ruling by Reish Lakish on Daf Chof and Beis. Domar Reish Lakish. Kol mokom shatamotze asei vilos asei. Let's say I have an asei and a los asei, and they're in conflict. They're in conflict. Okay? So, ima toya chol lekayem shnehem mutur. If you can come up with a way to fulfill the asei and not violate the asei, mutur, that's best. Im lav yobo asei yidches los asei. Okay? So, let's understand something. In the case of Yibum Chalitza, case of Yibum. So again, the brother dies, Okay, so I'm, let's say my government, my brother died, my brother has children. Let's say my brother died and had no children, so now it falls upon me to do Yibum. But let's say there's another reason I can't do Yibum, another Torah reason. For example, in a case sometimes, I know actually at least two cases like this, where two brothers marry two sisters. Happens. My two brothers happen to marry two sisters. Okay? So the same families made the wedding. You know, they were used to working together the first time, worked out well. They made the younger brother married the younger sister. Good. Okay, now, in addition to an Isser of Eishes Ach, there's also an Isser of Arayas of Achos Ishto. A man is not allowed to marry two sisters. Okay, I can't have two sisters. I can't marry two sisters. Forget about Chaim Dabin and Gershom and more than one wife. In the days you have two, I can have more than one wife in a Torah. There can't be two sisters. Okay? Listen, Yaakov, you don't marry Rachel and Leah. That's a problem. Okay, it's Kodem Matan Torah. And you'll tell me the others kept all the Torah before he was given. Okay, but that's only inside Eretz Yisrael, but he married them, you know, outside in the house of Lavan, and that's why Rachel died right away when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Whatever you're going to say, Yaakov, you know, fine. But Midoraisa, the din is you can't marry two sisters. And now, my brother dies, and then I have no children. So now, this woman who's his wife, the widow, I can't do Yibum. I'm married to her sister. I can't. All right? So, what do we say? Do we say, Asay Docha Lo Saseh? Let the Asay of Yibum be Docha the Lo Saseh of of Achos Ishto. Right? So the Rosh Lakish says, no. Hocha nami efshar b'chalitza the mekayim asay v'lo saseh. I can maintain the lo saseh here. How? Okay. I can maintain the lo saseh here. I'll do chalitza. That way, I didn't marry my wife, my wife's sister. And I was still Mekayim the Asay. Right? That's a good example, right? I said, I won't have to rely on Asay Docha Lo Saseh. That's the proposal. Because here, Yavo Asay, Vilches Lo Saseh. Okay? So, Hachanami, Efshe B'Chalitza, the Mekayim Asay, Vilo Saseh. Don't fall back on Asay Docha Lo Saseh. Let's just do Chalitza. I'll do option B, Chalitza. And therefore, now, yeah, the Gemara goes on the next page. The truth is, we don't do it because Lamaisa, you only do chalitza when Yibum is an option. Here, Yibum is not an option, the chalitza is also not an option. There's no chiyuv. Okay. But the Gemara at one point says, rejects this proposal, and says, no, we have to say a seder chalitza. Lamaisa, we don't. But the Gemara at that point on Chafalaf Bar Aleph, 13, says, Leime tevi na mituv ter shokish, omol chal shokish, ki amina ano, hecha de b'kaimi mitzvah. Aval hocha chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi. The Gemara has an expression, chalitza b'makom yibum is lav mitzvahi. Rish Lakish said, I said my rule that if you can opt for both, you do both and don't fall back on a say docha lo saseh. That's only when you're actually mekayim a full fledged mitzvah. But chalitza b'makom yibum, that's not a full fledged mitzvah. He follows that's also he's saying that's kind of a backdoor kind of thing. Okay, you hear? So, again, this indicates that chalitza is not on the same level. Rish Lakish said, I only presented my rule that Efshar Kaim Shem Mutav Imla, and therefore, Hachanam Efshar Chalitza Mekayim Asay Velos, I said, so my rule is only if you're Mekayim El Mitzvah on the same level. But here you're not. Chalitza Mokam Yim La Mitzvah. You follow? Good. So, this is a true Sarash Bo. About a different point. Okay, let's say you have many of these types of cases. Reuven shenishba lisa isha l'zman v'kol b'shroshosh lisa isha aleh b'chaya. Let's say I took a shvua. I'm not going to marry anyone else. I made a shvua. I'm not going to marry another woman besides my wife. I'm like, even though it's mutar al pi din, I took a shvua not to. Okay, I'm not going to marry. All right. So. I'm not going to marry, as long as you're still, I'm not going to marry anyone else before you. At least before, you'll be the first. Maybe I'll have more wives later, but you'll be the first. Meanwhile, tragically, his brother died. Okay? Or not, and so on. He should do it. What's the story? Okay, so, should keep the shore. Now he has a mitzvah yibum. On the one hand, he took a shvua not to marry anyone else, okay, before marrying his fiance. But now a mitzvah presented itself, so what should he do? Well, he has a shuva, not allowed to do it. So the Rashba in the tshuva says, basically this point, the Rashba says, it's a possibility anyway, it's hacha efshav chalitza. Here, you can maintain, you don't break the shuva, you don't break the shuva, because there's an opportunity to do chalitza. Okay? That's the tshuva of Rashba. Okay, that's how the Rashba answers. You can come stand. Don't break your shua, and don't marry her. What do you do instead? Chalitza. You follow? That's the Rashba. What's the problem with the Rashba's shua? Huh? The Gemara concluded not that way. The Gemara seemed to conclude that no, chalitza is not as good an option. What do you mean, don't break the shuva? You're not really doing the full mitzvah, because chalitza malkim yom lav mitzvah. So that's a question to Rav Chanan Wasserman, among his svarim, is something called kovetz ha'oros. Okay, that on Maseches Yevamos. And many of the kovetz ha'oros are based on the tshuva of Rashba. In fact, I think, or they used to anyway, I have my edition home, they print the kovetz ha'oros with the tshuva of Rashba, on yibam and chalitza in yonim, Maseches Yevamos in yonim. Okay, they collected the Tshuva Rashba and those in Yonim, and that's printed, and then have the Kovetz Aris of Ruchanan. So in Simon Yud Dalet Oz Dalet, he quotes this Tshuva Rashba, and Chelek Dalet from Reish Pei, quotes the Tshuva. Okay? Right at the end of the first paragraph of Tema, Shu Neged Maskonas HaGemar Shom. The law mean an Efshur B'chalitza. The Gemara concluded it's not Efshur B'chalitza. Okay? So what's going on here? All right, so near B'chavaran Rashba, he says, just a little lumdus, he says, the shita le misvara the ha ain shua chala levatel as hamitzvah. Right? We usually have a rule that a shvua is not, let's say I take a shvua, that I'm not going to eat matzah for the next month, and it's during Nisan. Right? So now what happens? Or I'm not going to, whatever, it takes a shvua, I'm not going to listen to any trumpet or any horns, and now it's Rosh Hashanah, right? Shvua levatel as hamitzvah. Okay? So we have a rule that generally ain shvua chala levatel as hamitzvah. More than the beginning of the norm, you can't eat the shvua that will result in your not being able to do a mitzvah. The shvua is not chal. Why? Because you're already what's called mushba ve'omed mehar Sinai. We all took a shvua at Har Sinai, so you can't undo that shvua. You can't take a shvua not to make a mitzvah. Okay, so therefore, ain't shvua chal levatel as hamitzvah. Shvua is not chal if it's going to be mevatel as hamitzvah. He writes, "Who dafka benishpa levatla?" But that's only true if you shul mevatla mitzvah kigon lilbosh beged below tzitzis. Let's say I take a shua that I'm going to wear this four-cornered garment and I'm not going to put tzitzis on. So that's not chal because that's a shua levatla samitzvah. However, avo benishra shelo lekayim es hamitzvah. Let's say I take a shua that I'm not going to mekayim it, meaning kagon shelo lilbosh klal beged amechoyim betzitzis. I just won't wear a four-cornered garment. Is that a shvua levatel as hamitzvah? Okay, b'chihai gavna shvua chala. Okay, avshim yilbosh tiskayim. It's even if I'll put on a four-cornered garment, I'm mekayim mitzvah. It's mekol mokum ein ze nishba levatel as hamitzvah. So here, Rav Chanan says there's a difference. If I take a shvua that I'm not going to put tzitzis on my four-cornered garment, so that's a shvua levatel as hamitzvah. But if I just take a shvua, so I'm just not going to wear a four-cornered garment. That's not levatel as hamitzvah. I'm not going to be mekayim any mitzvah. I'm not mevatel mitzvah. It's only mevatel as hamitzvah if what? If I wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. Okay, but if I just don't wear a four-cornered, you know that today. You know, today we don't really, technically speaking, have to wear tzitzis. We put on a begish arba kafos to be mekayim the mitzvah. But strictly speaking, our shirts and our clothing aren't designed that way. We don't have four corners. So the Gemara says, that a malach rebuked, I think it was a katina, one of the Amoraim, because in the wintertime he wore this type of garment, in the summertime he wore that type of garment, and sof, he never wore tzitzis. The malach rebuked him and said, tzitzis matahele, what happened to the mitzvah tzitzis? He always wear, sounds like we should put ourselves, and that's what we do today, right? We put on a four-cornered garment, daf gonna be about tzitzis. But lemaisa, if I don't wear a four-cornered, I'm not mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis, right? It's only considered a mevatel mitzvah tzitzis if I have a four-cornered garment, I don't put tzitzis on. So the Chanan clears over here that the same thing. And he says as follows, that okay, the Gemara concluded that what? That chalitza is not as important as yibum, or not as I don't know what the right word is, not as prominent as yibum, in the sense that the Gemara proposed, why don't you have a situation, again, the widow is my wife's sister, two brothers married two sisters, so the widow is my wife's sister. So what am I supposed to do now? On the one hand, I have the mitzvah of yibum. On the other hand, there's an iser of achos ishto. So the Gemara says, no, you have an option, Rishon proposes, based on the Rishon, I have an option to get to Mekayim both. Okay, I won't do yibum. I'm not allowed to sleep with her. Okay, it's one of the arayas, but I'll do chalitza instead. And the Gemara rejected that. No, because that's not the same level mitzvah. So you have to do yibum. I think for other reasons we don't do it. But that's the Gemara. So the Rabbi Chanan said, that's only here, hana mishum dilin d'chis lo sa tala b'kiyam mitzvah lo b'tula. Okay? He says, in other words, ul'inyan shvua tala b'bitul mitzvah, like we said. Avon fiyah sal k'dayta, the Gemara is having it. The gam l'inyan ha-sei do chalos tala b'bitul mitzvah, have you armin the efshal kaima de chalitza below hadrinan mizela maskona elin asedo chalosa se avalin and shvua kaima svaras hasal kadata salmi the avamina the zeb mikri efshar the chalitza ain kan bitul mitzvah sibum says the Rochanan. The kasha was, how could the Rashba say that the shvua is chal? Okay, because you can always just do yibum. Again, the guy took a shvua not to marry another woman. And now his brother died, so now he's in a situation where he has to marry another one, right? So Rashba says, the shvua is chal. So what? I'm sorry, you can do both, right? Maintain the shvua and just do chalitza. But the Gemara said you can't just do chalitza. So it says the Rechana, it's not the same thing. In the case in the Gemara we're dealing with, asay do chalos asay. So that's talking about, not to be mevatel the mitzvah. And if I do a chalitza, that's talking about mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, so therefore you're not mekayim as big or as great or as prominent the mitzvah through chalitza as you would be through yibum. Okay, but over here lemaisa, you can't say you mevatel the mitzvah. If I did chalitza, the Gemara, the face of Pesukim of the Torah in our Sedra, if I do chalitza, was I mevatel the mitzvah of yibum? I wasn't mevatel. I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, but I wasn't mevatel because I did chalitza, right? I'd only mevatel if I didn't do anything. You hear what Chanan's lumdus? He's saying the chalitza. Look at the last words. Ain kan bitul mitzvah zibum. And certainly, according to the Rav Sadia Gaon, count it's one big mitzvah. So you can't say if I do chalitza, so I did a different approach. And even if they're two different mitzvahs, but I did a different approach, you can't say I was mevatel the mitzvah. So in such a case, the shvua would be chal. Even though in the Gemara, when the Gemara is talking about, I say the halos, I say, so you're not doing the mitzvah as big a mitzvah. That's what's relevant in the Gemara. It's not relevant by shvua. Okay, all of this would point to the fact again that chalitza is not as great as yibum, but it is an option in the sense that it wouldn't be considered to be mevatel the mitzvah of yibum by doing chalitza. Everyone with me? Okay. Just to look at a couple other things that we've shown him. So look in 16, the Avudram, Rav David Avudram, right? His sefer and Birchas HaMitzvahs, okay? So he has a whole discussion, as well as we've shown him, why some mitzvahs have bracha and some mitzvahs don't. The old question, right? The Shavuot Hashbo, Chelakas Minchas also discussed it, and others discuss why some mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah bracha and stoker, there's no bracha and kibbutz. I mean, there are many mitzvahs, I say, which have no brachas. And we have to understand why. There are many different suggestions and reasons why, okay? Why these mitzvahs get a bracha, these mitzvahs don't get a bracha. Okay? I remember Rabbi Mital, Zechon Bracha, from Shred Har Tzion, Gushon, once explained, he's one of the mitzvahs of stalker, right? So, with no bracha on stalkers, he said in a humorous vein, he said, what's going to happen? A guy knocks on the door, he's starving to death. And you open the door, oh, I have the problem with mitzvah stalker. 1 second! You got to run upstairs and get his gartel and his hat. And he's, and then maybe go to the mikveh first, and he's going to come back, and he's hitting the mukhlam, meanwhile, the guy dropped dead of hunger, right? Sometimes, you don't have time for a bracha, right? It's not the bracha. Or, alternatively, let's say, you say, oh, good, now I can make a bracha. What does the bracha say? Asher kidishanu tzavet zivano. I don't really want to give you anything, but what can I do? It's a mitzvah, asher can I have to, right? So, by mitzvah min ha-chaber. Anyway, there are many, many different approaches, but the Avudram writes, ein mevarach na chalitza, Mishum de mitzvah habo ba'averahi. Listen to that language. De ka'avar ala say the yibum. Why is there no mitzvah by chalitza? Well, bracha by chalitza, right? The mitzvah of the Torah, it's one of the tarayag, right? According to everybody. So why is there no bracha? So he has, does he mean literally mitzvah of avera? I don't know. But he uses that terminology. You're doing the wrong thing. So-and-so, you're doing the wrong thing. Now you're going to make a bracha. Someone's saying to Mavarach on the night. Someone's saying, you weren't supposed to do that. You were supposed to be yabim her. Okay, you don't want to be yabim her. It's wrong. All right, the Torah gives you a backdoor way out. So give me a chalit. I'm going to make a bracha. Hinnin mucham zumin. What? There's no bracha by yibim either because the ma'aseh bia, you know, says you want to make a bracha. Benachanam. Okay, but by, and that's another answer. It's one mitzvah, no bracha. You're right. But I'm saying, but I'm just reading the Budra. He says, because you really couldn't, mitzvah bracha yibim also, like, you know, is there a bracha on bia? A different story. But anyway, that's what he says. Okay? So again, that sounds like chalitza is sort of a, you know, whatever. Not the best thing. They don't make a bracha on it because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. The Tashbetz, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf 17, Chalitza Gufa Namin, Chalitza Mokhan Bibu Lav Mitzvah, with that Gemara, okay? And he says, but the only thing tempers it. He says, Hachan Amin Farshid Lav Mitzvah Namuvchari, Lizbata Bashul Mitzvah Sibo, Legamri, okay? He has a Lashon Lav Mitzvah. It doesn't mean, the Gemara does not mean to go so far as to say, Chalitza Mokhan Lav Mitzvah. It means Lav Mitzvah Namuvchari. It's not the choicest way of doing it, okay? But the Miri says differently. Again, Shema Toma Echa Sei Zud Ochel Osavar Ef Shal Kayim Asei B'Chalitza Ein Zeklum Shechalitza Mitzah Cheresi U'machmimi U'lo Nechshuva. Okay? And that's how the Rambam phrased it also in Perek Aleph Hilchas Chalitza Echadim Chalitza Alach Abeis Lo Rotzo L'Yabim. Oh, by the way, Shalo Rotzo Si. Sometimes the wife doesn't want it. I want to marry this guy. Okay? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be only sometimes the wife may not want it. So Rei Zechol Etzlo B'achar T'kach T'yeh Mutaris L'Nosei L'Acher Umitzah semen ator, lachlots im lo rotzo liyabem. Right? It's a mitzah semen ator, lachlots, like he said before, im lo rotzo liyabem. Okay. But he says again, mitzim kodam chalitza. Shulchan Aruch too, Ebenezer simen hechosim, simen kuv samachesi. Vala mitzah simen kodemes, le mitzah chalitza. Okay? Now, there is in the back of Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer something called Peiris Seder Chalitza, I think the Beis Yosef wrote it, Ospei Beis 21. Kosov alochas gedolos, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Let's look at the language. Emor al hayavam, tell this yavam, shalo yirtze liyabim. So to tell it in a medrash sort of. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell this yavam who doesn't want to marry the deceased brother's wife. Okay, ra'ua shebegufa, you know, low life. Okay. Me'anta lekayim mitzvahs. You don't want to be kayim mitzvah. Lefichach tachlots menalcha. Take off your shoe. Who else takes off their shoe? Ka'ovel. Mourner doesn't wear shoes. Umenuda. Ayin cherim. Shadarkan lios chiyachayim. Uvetipa sucha shebegufcha. One little discharge in your body. Yakolta lekayim lachicha zera. You have the potential to uphold the seed of your brother. Therefore, kach v'yarka lefon of tipa sucha. They should have a different discharge in her body. She'll spit at him. You know, spit it not in front of his face, but not in his face, but in front of him. But dying onum chalutz hanal, right? They make an announcement and so on. You get from this that it's not a good thing to do chalitza. that's the expression over here. Okay? And, okay. So you can refer to yourself. However, having said all of that, there are occasions when we do recommend chalitza over yibum. For example, Kufav Mebez, Mishnah 22. Mitzvahs Chalitza, Bahu Vivutal Bezdin. Remember the Pasuk said they sit down with the Bezdin. Well, they're having a talk, a chat. What are they talking about? Why does it? The Pasuk said, also Vivutal Sharal is a Canaan. They sit down, right? And they talk to him. Vakorolo, Zikna, Vadibrolo. What are they talking about? Musa Shmuel is what they're talking about. So it says, what does it mean? It means hein masilo etza hogenes. They give him the right advice. Okay, and Rashi said kalech etzel shekamoso al tachnis k'tota l'tok b'yisera. They assess the situation and see, does it actually make sense for this man to marry this woman? But sometimes they'll give him advice, don't do it, to bring quarrel into your house. Okay, and that's a sugyan kuf alef. I'm going to base a little bit earlier. The Gemara gives examples. For example, shem hu towards the end of the first line of 24. Shem haya hu yeled v'hi zekena. Let's say the boy's 17 years old, his older brother, who's 41, okay, that's his wife. That's the way he's going to marry a girl. The girl's 40. He's 17. So they're going to get married. Or the very worst case, right? Who's talking? He older. Okay, he's 49. She's only 24. His younger brother died. You know, I'm not saying it can never work in those circumstances, but, you know, they're not compatible necessarily. Well, he wants to live in California. She wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever, the other reasons they're not compatible. So sometimes they'll tell you, avoid trouble. Okay, that's the Eitzah Hogenes. That's what Miri says and so on. To find somebody who's a good match. And that's what the Rambam also writes, Perek Dal Halak 26, Kate said Mitzvah Chalitza, they'll give you the good advice, it will make sense. If that makes the most sense, taka, they seem compatible, good, we'll advise him to do yibum. If eitzah tov alachlotz, you don't try, so he yelled at who's zaken, oh, he's kind of who yelled at yotz, right? And that's in the Shulchan Aruch too. Simkuf samachvav sifalav, right? They'll give the advice, that's exactly what they sit and do. And Aruch HaShulchan explains, that's... Now, at the end of the day, we don't force him. You don't want to accept Bezin's advice. Okay, now I want to do Yibam anyway. Okay, but they'll give him that advice. But now we turn back for a second to that Mishnah in Bechoros, Yud Gimel. Okay, it's back in 7, to the second half. Borishono, second, two-thirds. Hayu miskavdin l'shem mitzvah. That rule that Yibam takes present, that was in the olden days when people... did the mitzvah of Yibam l'shem mitzvah. My poor brother died, no children, so I want to continue his family legacy. I want to marry his widow. And I'm doing l'shem mitzvah. And for Akshav, now, people don't really have the right kavanah. And therefore, Amru mitzvahs chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs Yibam. Okay? That's how Rabbeinu Gershom there in Bechoros explains. Right, the guy did it l'shem mitzvah. Leave no space achiv. In the olden days, we could trust people to do things l'shem mitzvah. Cause I want to build my brother. I want to continue my brother's legacy. That was Borishona. Kasheo anoshim ksherim va'achshav James comes in l'shem beila. She's a very attractive girl. That's why I want her. Okay, I always envied my brother. He had such a gorgeous wife. So now I have a chance to be with her. That's why he's doing it. Okay. So. Amru mitzvah chalitza kodemes. So the Chazal then said, no, do chalitza. We're afraid that your kavanas will be something else. Your kavanas, because you want to sleep with her. Okay? Because you find her so physically attractive. You're not doing l'shem mitzvah. And look at the language of Rabbeinu Gershom in 29. The kavan de lo bol l'shem mitzvah havi kipogea be'erva. Kip, okay. It's almost like an Issar Rias. This is my brother's wife. For the last 10 years, she's awesome to me. As Atzeishas Ach. It's one of the Arias. Now, he died. So now I'm going to sleep with her, not because I want to do a mitzvah, but I'm, you know, she's attractive to me. So it's almost like an Issar Rias. And Rashi says it too, there in Bechoros. Therefore, mitzvah chalitza kodesh yom is mitzvah l'shem mitzvah pogea b'issar eishes och. Right? Yeah.
Why is it?
Oh, okay, because this is a mitzvah, and what this seems to be saying, we'll see, seems to be saying that if you're doing it for the l'shem mitzvah, then that's not the mitzvah. And here, kavana matters if they're aside, according to this view. One second, okay? Hold the thought, but according to this view. And I quote in 31, the Yerushalmi says in Yevamos, okay, Ein tanai tanai chalitza genai, is tanai tanai chalitza sheva. Some say, the Yerushalmi, in Yevamos, parak yud beis halachavav. Some say that it's a genai, it's negative, as the Pnei Moshe says, l'chalot solo kayim. Pnei Moshe is a commentary on Yerushalmi. Pnei Moshe is the only commentary that we have that's on the entire Yerushalmi. That's not Pnei Moshe, the entire Rishalmi. Some Mesechtas, we have others besides the Pnei Moshe, the Korban Eda. 33 is on many Mesechtas, not on the whole Rishalmi. Okay, and there's no Korban Eda in Zerayim and other places, so the Pnei Moshe is the one that's what's on the entire Rishalmi. Anyway, so, is Tanai Tanai Chalitza Genai, is Tanai Tanai Chalitza Sheva. It's a good thing, Chalitza. Which is it? Amuchisa no Shana, Mandak Amar Chalitza Genai, Kim Mishnah Rishona. That's the first part of the Mishnah. That was the old way. And now, Chalitza, Mandomar. Chalitza Sheva, Kimishna Achron, is Mishna Rishona and Mishna Achron, both, and the Pnei Moshe points to the mitzvah, Sof Per Kamen B'Choros, that Mishna B'Choros, not the Gimel, that we, the Rishona, that we're Mekamen Shem Mitzvah. But now, we're not Mekamen Shem Mitzvah, so it's Mitzvah Chalitza Kodem, it's Levichach Shevachu. Okay? The Or Zeruah, Chelek Aleph, Shal Shusim, Tav Shalom, and Chesom, Rishonim, right? Maybe this is your Her physical attraction. She's so gorgeous, but she's got lots of money, so I'm upset. I marry her, I'm upset for the rest of my life. Right? She comes, her father's a multimillionaire, so it's perfect, I'll marry her. Right? Now, the question is, so the Mishnah changed. There was Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona, what the Rishonim refers to. However, it goes further. On Lamed Tes, Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Bo Rishona Shemizkalim Shem Mitzvah, Lamed Tes and Beis Yibamas, Mitzvah Yibam Kodas Mitzchalitza. Okay, but Achshav Shem Mitzchalim Shem Mitzvah, Amud Tzchalitza Kodas Mitzvah Yibam. Omar Rami Bar Choma Arum Yitzchak, Chazru Lomar, or he's an Amora, they've gone back and they put it back to the first way. Mitzvah Yibam Kodas Mitzchalitza. So it's a Mishnah Shlishis, the third teaching. Rami Bar Chom was later. The Mishnah had the original way, then the second way. Now comes the third. We went back to the original way. Mitzvah Yibam comes first. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak, why? Achshur Dorei. How we become firmer again. The Rashi says, Mitzmiyav Chiniskashur Doris. We went back the way it was. No. It's got nothing to do with that. Okay? And here come to your point, Yeshua. Mekara Savrile Kabashol. Vosof Sarvula Karbona. It's a machokis, Abashol, and the Rabbona. Famous Abashol. This is the famous Abashol. The Tanya, Abashol Omer, Hakones Esivimto L'Shem Noi, L'Shem Ishus, L'Shum Dover Acher, Kilipogea Be'erva, Be'karavani Be'ein Alayus, Havlad Mamzer. It's not, but it's Mamish like Arai, it's the Vlad Shabia Mamzer. Who says Kabona matters? Yeshua Abashol does. Okay, he understands that's the psukim. Okay, and he understands that the psukim means you have to do it l'shem mitzvah here. Nothing to do with mitzvah svichas kavana and that. Here, Abashol learns like that. Okay. However, the chachamim amri no, yivamo yabala mikom makom. The Torah never says it. Your question, Yeshua. The Torah never says it. Yeah, of course, it's better to have kavana for the mitzvah. But lemaisa, you know the Torah's expression is yivamo yabala mikom makom, whatever. Okay. So that was the question. So we changed back. Remember, we said change back because it's true, not because we became any more religious nowadays. Why did Rami Rechama change it back to mitzvahs even kodemus mitzchalitza? Because we realized now we paskin like the chachom against Abashol that the kavanah doesn't matter. It's true. We don't have. We have the wrong kavanah. Maybe it's a shame. No, it's a shame. Mama, maybe I have the wrong kavanah. Yeah, but lemaisa, that doesn't make a difference. And therefore we go back to the, it doesn't make a halachic difference. Okay, we go back to the way it was before. Okay? Now, there is a Mishnah on the Gimel Beis, which certainly seems to say like the Chachamim. And it's not a kasha, because Abashol Zatani could disagree with this Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. It says, Abol Yevimto Beim Shogeg Beim Mezid Beim Anus Ben Ratzon Afilu Hu Shogeg Beim Mezid Hu Mezid Hi Shogeg Hu Anus Vahilo Anus Vahilo Anus Vahilo Anus Echor Amar Bechor Agomer Amar means just penetrated a little bit, not always. It's not a Rishon now. Kona. It counts. Okay? And he needs to get, like Rashi says, he's going to get rid of her. Okay? What a Shogeg means, he thought it was somebody else. Okay, he thought it was his wife. He thought it was his own wife. She looked alike. He thought it was his own wife, like Rachel and Leah. And it wasn't. It turned out to be in the counts. Even though he didn't do it L'Shem Mitzvah, he didn't even realize who it was. Or Mazid, he did it L'Shem Zos or whatever. You know, not L'Shem Mitzvah. In all these cases. So the question now is, what do we hold today? Okay, what do we hold today? So which we go back, like Rami Bar Choma said, today we prefer Yibam. I'm talking now, 2019. Okay, to almost Tav Shin Pei. What should we do? Do we go back, like Rami Bar Choma? How do we pass it? We go back, are we concerned for no? With the Mishnah said, and it's a Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah Mechoris had no argument. The Mishnah and Mechoris had no argument. So the Ramban in his Kiddushim, to that Daf and Yavam is Lamed Tesman Beis. Okay. That business of Pogea Be'erva, the Vlad Mamzer, and so on and so forth, that's by Abashol. Okay, Abashol holds low Koni. He'll disagree with the Mishnah on Nun Gimel. Okay, but he says, concludes Ramban at the end. Me'ata davar mukhash halacha divrei chachamim mikama sugyos. The halacha like the chachamim. Of course, it's better to mechavan l'shem mitzvah. But if not, even counts anyway. Rashbo is the Talmud Ramban. His chuvas chelak alof siman elof kuf samachay. Masha shalti many manim askim divrei rav. Do I agree with Ramban and so on, or like the poskim who say that no, the other way? He said no, we pass like the chachamim. Okay, it was shechazu lomar mitzvah yibam kodemes. We went back to the way like Amram Chama said, Mitzvah takes precedence. That should be the choice. On the other hand, the Mordechai, Yevamos Perkacholitz, okay. And so on and so forth. And he quotes, he quotes those who say that Taka and Mitzvah Yibum does win out. However, Avol, toward the end, Rabbeinu Chananel, but Rashi Pasku, the Mitzvah Chalitza Kadamis. So it's a plain old fashioned Machlokas Rishonim. Not so poshut. You look at our ghost, Maimonides in the Raman, Perk Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Mitzvah Yibum Chalitza. In Osala 43, the Agos Maimonides lines up the Shitas. Okay? The Shiltas is like the Rabbanon, and the Alpha, it's Rashbam, quote to Rabbi, and others disagree, others hold the other way. It's the Machlukas, Lamaisa, how to Paskin. Okay, you want to just see the Tosus, Alamitesan Beit, Dimamaska, Omar Rav. If you have interest, if you're interested in this subject, you can read all these things further. But Omar Rabbin of Tam Dalacha Kabashol. Why? Since when do we pass Kabashol? Yochim Rab, Alacha Rab. So when the Tam says why? Kistam Mishnah de Bechoros. The Stam Mishnah is in Bechoros. Right? The Stam Mishnah Bechoros says, Marishona Mishkam Shem Mitzah, now, Achzor Shem Mishkam Shem Mitzah, Mitzah Chalitza, Godamus Mitzah Zibam. So it's true, we pass him like, but that's, so now suddenly Abba Shol is not a Das Yachar anymore. It's a Stam Mishnah like him, yeah.
This is a little loop, like if someone did have Kavana on the Shem Mitzah for something like that, then you would say Yibam would apply.
Well, according to some, Yibam applies even not.
I know.
According to this rule. I guess, but no, the Mishnah is telling us it's being Koveh that we don't.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's up to each person saying, I can have Kavanah. Mishnah is Koveh. But the question is, how we Paskin? So many Paskin like the Chachamah, which makes sense, Yochan Raman, and the Rabbi Natan, and others like we saw in the Mordechai Nagos Ramah, is Paskin the other way. Paskin Kabashot, it's Stam Mishnah B'choris. Okay? And after all, who's the one who said that Rabbi Rachama, or his Rabbi Abba, whoever it was, he's the one who said we changed back. Right? That was the Gemara in the. On Lamed Tes, it was Ram Rachoma. So now we Chazul Omar. Okay, he's an Amora. Who says we follow him? Okay, Lamed Tes and Beis. Right, that's Rabbi Natan. Okay, we pass in Kabbashon. He brings Raya's to that. The Rosh, Yevamos Perek Dalitz Mizan Hilchos of Kamasis Merak Hamdu Choros. The Achshav Mitzvah Chalitza Kodem. It's the Kamel and Kabbashon. Okay, they work out the steers. I mean, we're not learning about this. I'm just trying to give you an overview. Okay. The problem is there was that other Stam Mishnah on Nun Dalet. Let me have that again. That was quickly. I'm running out of time here. There was the other Stam Mishnah that says Bein Bonus Bein Baroto on Nun Gimel. That seemed not like that, right? So, let me remember what was that again. There it is. It's not 38. The Stam Mitzvah Boy Yibimto Bein Mishol Gim Bein Mitzvah etc. Doesn't matter the Kavona. It's not like Kavona Shol. It's also the Stam Mishnah. So the Rosh works out how what that means and so on. Okay, I'm going to go to the talk a couple of chuvas, but let's move down now to Lemaisa. Let's move to the Shulchan Aruch. Finish up. Skip to 49. Okay. Rabbi Huda, that chuva, Madur Kam, Evanezer Sun Nandal, works out how he can explain the other Stam Mishnah to not against Abba Shol. Okay, let's move to the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Yibam, Psim Kuf Samachai Sibalab, Evanezer. Mitzvah Yibam, Kodemes, Mitzvah Chalitza. Mechaber Paskins, like the Ramban, like the Chuvas Rashbo, okay. And Vivaina wrote to Yisab, Meshumachar Me'achim, okay. Below Tana Maspek, there's no good reason, Dina Kamarez, that's if she doesn't want it, it's a different point. Okay, but he says Mitzvah Yibum comes first. B'yeish Omer Mishum Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemes. He quotes the Yeish Omer. Okay, he quotes the Yeish Omer, and that's the way the Ramah prefers. Okay, I quoted the Aruch HaShulchan there in Siv Gimel, Siv Kuf Samach Aleph. He raises the question about the Stam Mishnah also, and he says in Siv Dalet, look in 50, side point. B'chein Yeish Omer Mizak Kol Modim. Shemina Torah ain't Tzark Dafka Shem Mitzvah. Okay, everyone agrees with Torah. And then I'm okay. But Lemaisa, it's a machlokas, how we paskin. So listen to this. We'll finish with this. 51. A tshuva from Rabbi Yosef. Yabi Omer Chelek Vav, Chelek Ebenezer Simon Yud Dalet. Chodesh Tammuz Tov Shin Yud Aleph. That was 1951. Petach Tikva. That's who it was. Ma'aseh bo al yadeinu v'beis hadin ha'izori po petach tikva. The At that time, Rabbi Yosef was a Chaver Bez in Petach Tikva, and he, before, long before he became the Rabbi Rashi, and the Shaila came, originally was in Egypt, anyway, the Shaila came, Echad me'ole Teman, a Jew from Yemen. So they brought all these Yemenites over. What was it called? The Operation Flying Carpet? Magic Carpet? You know what I'm talking about? They saved all these Jews in Yemen, brought them to Eretz Yisrael. So this was a Yemenite Jew. Shenafla fun of Ashes Achiv Libum. Who wrote Zerachlin? He wants to do Yibum. He wants to do it. A Yemenite Jew. Shulchan Aruch says to do it. Right? By Yavoma Eina Chafetzabo. She doesn't want to marry him. So therefore, Tova Shiachlotza, do Chalitza. And she doesn't have a good reason. It doesn't have a good reason. Not that he's 18 and she's 74. Or vice versa. Okay, we have a good reason. Anyway, so Rav Avadya Yosef discusses this Kedarka Bakodesh, and he says as follows. He refers to the Amad Zon Vadavar Takana Chadosha Sheniskabu Yerushalayim Ayideh Rabbanut Harashit LiYisrael. Tarich Chof Alef Shvat Tov Shin Yud. Apparently, in Chof Alef Shvat Tov Shin Yud, that's 1950. Right? That's really 1950. Chof Alef Shvat 1950. And it's printed, the Tshuva is Heichal Yitzchak, and the Tshuva is from Rav. Yitzhak Herzog, who was the Rabbi Rashi at that time. Okay, the Rabbi Rashi at that time was the Ashkenazic Rabbi Rashi, was Yitzhak Isaac Alevi Herzog, and the Sephardi Rabbi Rashi was Ben Sion Meir Chai Uziel, Rabbi Uziel. Okay, Rabbi Herzog was Ashkenazi, Herzog originally was from Ireland, okay, was a Rabbi in Dublin, chief rabbi of Ireland, eventually came to Eretz Yisrael, eventually the other day in Shir. And the Ben Sion Uziel, sometimes called Ben Semach Uziel, Ben Sion Meir Chai, Ben Semach Uziel. You know, the Beit Vegan, it's Rehov Rabbi Uziel. Anyway, when you go to Gruz. But anyway, those are the two Rabbi Rashis in Eretz Yisrael. And this is the language of the text. Berov Kilas Yisrael. V'chein B'kilas Ashkenaz Eretz Yisrael. Kiblo Alem La'alocha. Kedivre HaRamosh She'posak She'mitzes Chalitza Kodemes Mitzes Yibom. V'gam K'sheshneim Hayovim V'yavom Erotzim Yibom Ein Maniach Osam Liyabim. That's how the Ashkenazi Papsak is, based on the Ramah, based on those Rishonim, Rabbi Natam, the Rosh, and so on. And now they're saying that, and some Sfarim accepted that too. V'hayos shebizmanenu adover bor sherov ayavomim enam iskav v'shem mitzvah. Like you said, it's been nikba that we don't really have a shem mitzvah. U'mishum darkei shalom v'achtus b'medina Yisrael. We want in the Medina Yisrael that it be achtus, one shalotia Torah k'shtei Torahs. Lefichach harenu gozim al toshavei Eretz Yisrael al elu sheyalav yashu Eretz Yisrael me'atom me'achshav ahala lesor aleim legamri mitzvahs yibum v'chayovim lachlot. This decree, this decision of the Rabbanut HaRashit in 1950 for the purpose of unity, that since the Ashkenazim passing at Ramah and they don't do yibum, okay, we do chalitza like the Abishol and so on. And we're not mechavin properly, and since they would ever know it's not mechavin properly, and we follow the Ramah based on Ashkenazi we've shown him, and so there won't be two Torahs. Lefichach harenu gozim al toshavei Eretz Yisrael al elus yalav yishashuva me'atom me'achshav v'hal le'esol em legarmit zizib mechavim lachos v'lo yaskim av lachos mechavim es yobim mezonos ha'avom k'vim ha'shiv tzchol ha'bezim and so on and so forth. Ad kan l'shona. It says, was signed by the b'chassimus shnei ha'rabanim ha'rashim l'Yisrael. That was Rav Herzog and Rav, both great Talmid Chacham, no argument. Okay? And the Chasuma Azel, Rabbanim, Harashim Azel, Agon, Ritzian, Mayor Chai Uziel, Agon, Ritzian, Galevi Herzog, Zatzal. Despite that, however, Rav Avadya Yosef was in 1950. Okay, so it was in the 30s. He said, never mind. Look at the end of the first paragraph. Behine Ono Asfardim, Vedota Mizrah, the Teiman. Kibano aleim robosenar rama marana shulchan aruch shesovim shalacha kechachomim shemitzusim kodemis lechalitza af bismana zeh shem iskama shem mitzvah. Okay, and it goes to the tshuva, and at the end of the tshuva test, he writes sov davar kol nishma shalofi ani esdaiti nirabor shalagabe didan. We who follow maran shulchan aruch v'chol kedosh mishimo rov minyan migdole aposkim asher mipiam rochaim esvardim. Mitzvah zim kodem is a mitzvah chalitza gam bizman hazeh ve'ein kol tokef laskomas nesiyei v'chavrei harabanut harashit l'Yisrael shegozu and said levate legam mitzvah yibum gam esarei et ha-mizvach ve'ein lehem kol samchus. They have no right to do that. So Rav Avadya Yosef said yibum. Rav Avadya Yosef, as you may know, one of his whole want to say his whole mission in life, but it was basically that we should decide and should follow the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, everything is going back to Maran Beit Yosef. For example, you know, the Ben Ish Chai was in Baghdad. The Ben Ish Chai had different minhagim and different practices on certain things. And the other Rabbi Rashi, Rabbi Mordechai Leo, was from there. So he said, but Rabbi Yosef, everything, Shulchan Aruch. We have accepted the Mechaber, and that's the way it is, and no one should listen. And I don't care how many people argue, he says, Kichach me sorad kiblu kimu bekiblu alayim velazaram lifsok hadin b'chol mokum kedibe maran Rabbi Yosef Karo. So Shulchan Aruch says Yibim first, that's true b'zman hazeh as well. To describe them, do Yibim b'zman hazeh? I don't know. What's we're talking about right now in 2019? I don't know. Ashkenazim don't. Ramos, we never have that's what common to have a chalitza, but there are chalitza sometimes. We don't do Yibim, we will not allow Yibim. Okay, because we're cautious for that shita. I guess some do, some don't. Those who follow by the same, he's pretty clear in this tshuva. Yeah.
It's interesting with the Osir, because from the Mishnah seems to be that it's talking about default versus.
Well, that's what we started when we were here. But take a look. It's not. That's the question. Is it really default? But Enochanami says that the mitzvah, we take Abishol seriously. If you don't have, then you're forced to go back. Well, you're right. It may relate as we start. If you have time to listen.
A person Malmish has. We just don't
trust that person. Basically, that guy's a Kaddush, he's a Tom and everything else, and he wanted the Rashka back. Okay, but the Ashkenazim follow the Ramo. Rabbi Yosef says nothing doing. We follow the Shulchan Aruch, and I don't care what the Rabbi Notu Rashid, which he later became part of, said. He disagreed. He's entitled to disagree. Okay, it may relate back to this question that I started with. If you have time, you're sure you're interested, listen to shit. But when I started at the beginning, is Chalitza really mamish a back door? You know, oh, well, if you didn't give him the way I showed you, you know, from that medrash that the. Reported it that the Seder Chalitza, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu yells at this fellow and says, you're rotten so-and-so, you're supposed to do Yibum. What do we say? No, it's a mitzvah. It's not as high as Yibum, but it's still a mitzvah. That may relate back to that question. Okay, I wish everybody a great day. Tomorrow we're going to look